Yeah, welcome back. Final hour of the program. Welcome to the listeners chiming into the back line for the first time this afternoon through SEN Track. We welcome you on board. If you've missed anything, we had a great chat with Jake Friend. You can catch up on the podcast, of course. Apple, Spotify, Wooshka, have you covered there. Subscribe. It'll go automatically into your feed. It is Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Hyundai. Shop online with Hyundai's Click to Buy today. Brett Finch in the chair for the great man, Bears head Brian Fletcher. Rightio, Finchy boy, plenty to talk about. It's been a big, big week. So what's brewing thanks to Four Pints? Let's tackle some of the major stories. And I'm going to go rapid fire with you. If the Eels get bundled out in convincing fashion, is there pressure on Brad Arthur? They have never progressed past week two of the NRL finals. Before you answer that, let's have a listen to what Brad Arthur had to say this week.
You know, I'm sick of talking about last year and what happened last year. There's circumstances or there's excuses, whatever way you want to look at it. What we need to do is we need to play well. We need to start well. And then we need to be able to maintain it for 80 minutes. We need to be able to withstand the pressure. We need to be able to build pressure for a full 80 minutes. You know, we have to play for 80 minutes and we've got to defend well. It doesn't frustrate me. I'm sweet with it. I'm happy that we're playing this week. In the last 5 years, we've made the week two, four out of those 5 years. So there must be something that we're doing right. You know, there's not a lot of clubs. There's only a handful of clubs that have done that. Yeah, we've got aspirations like every other team to go further. It's not as easy as it looks. It's hard work. You've got to beat a lot of good teams along the way. You need a bit to fall your way. But, you know, we've done a few different things along the way, cut a couple of subtle changes, you know, trying to manage game times and workloads. And hopefully we see the benefits of that tomorrow night. But, you know, if we do or we don't, like, that can't be the deciding factor either.
Brett Finch, thoughts?
Well, unfortunately for Parramatta, and this was always going to be the case, their season was going to be decided from what's happened from last week onwards, because they've continuously got to this position and haven't. Now, what I want to know is, Brad Arthur doesn't become a good or bad coach on tomorrow's result.
That's right.
Like we said, they might have the best they've ever played, and they might get beat in triple overtime by a Penrith team that's lost, what, five? How many games? Two phones in 2 years have they lost?
Five.
You know, so one of the most dominant teams. I'd love for the board or whatever, or these, to come out now and you tell me if he should be there or not, because if they win three in a row and win the grand final and they go, oh, yeah, I stuck by him, he was my man. Or if they lose, like he bounces out tomorrow and they go, well, you've got to get rid of him, he's not my man. You should know now, is he your man or not? You know what I mean?
That's right.
I think this continued speculation, I think you need someone from the club to come out and go, no, this bloke's our bloke going forward. Don't wait for the result then to jump on or off the Brad Arthur bandwagon. And I agree with him. Mate, making the grand final, and I know he's not, but making the grand final is so hard.
Of course it is.
To make it to this part of the season is so hard. You know, and then they've done it continuously. Yes, their next step is to go forward and get into those prelims and grand final qualifiers. But, you know, I think he's done a pretty good job. And he's my, you know, who else are you going to replace him with?
Hey, I might give you some homework, Tommy Two Phones. Can you find out for me who has knocked him out? And where I'm sort of going to here is that, unfortunately for Brad Arthur, he's in an era with some superstar coaches.
I can tell you now. So 2017, it was week two against that Red Hot Cowboys team.
Okay.
Yep. 2018,
so first
they came.
And beat. It was Morgan.
2018, they came last.
Yep.
2019, remember they got beaten. I think it was 22-0 against Melbourne at Amy Parks. Cam Smith got sinned in that match. And last year, 2020, they got beaten by the Rabbitohs at Bankwest Stadium.
Oh, Wayne.
And the Eels were sixth that year. No, they weren't. They were in the top four that year.
Right.
So to
sit and think that an 80-minute result is whether he's your head coach or your club or not is ridiculous.
Mm.
Now, as a board or a hierarchy, if you don't know a clear picture of what you want from a coach, you need to see what happens in an 80-minute result, then you're not the right person for the job either.
But also to the draw. So if Parramatta were on the other side, you could almost build a case that they were favourites on that side of the draw. If they were in the Manly Roosters Bunny side, they would be very close to being favourites to win through to that side. So a lot of that's...
They were favourites, though, last year against the Rabbitohs. They played them at home at Bankwest. Remember, the Eels lost against the Storm in week one at Suncorp Stadium in the really entertaining game. And Rabbitohs had beaten Knights week one. They go back to Bankwest. And the Rabbitohs, who were red hot at the end of the year after that big win against the Roosters in the last round of the regular season, they had a roll on and Eels couldn't match up.
Yeah, there's no doubt they haven't performed at this end of the year. That's not the point for me. I just think that there's conjecture over Brad to be coach or not. to rely on this result would be ridiculous. Because if you're a CEO or a board of directors, you should have a clear vision of what your head coach is and where your club's going.
Yep.
It should not matter. You should not need to know after 80 minutes whether he's our coach or not our coach, because then it clearly shows you're not the right person for the job either.
I agree with that. Recency bias goes in overdrive in that situation. Anyway, rapid fire, we continue. A war of words between Ivan and Wayne Bennett. How much pressure is Ivan Cleary under?
Well, they're under pressure because they're in the knockout stage. Yeah. That's why Ivan can say he's not emotional. He's clearly stating, well, mate, I thought he seemed to come across emotional. And it come across that way. That was the perception for me. And the fact of the matter is there's pressure because Wayne's got the week off. He's 80 minutes from a grand final. You're 80 minutes from being bounced out.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's more pressure on that situation. I'm with you. Like, they've still got a good chance as anyone winning the grand final. But right now, if they don't get it right tomorrow night, they're done and dusted 2 years in a row with, 2 years of dominance with nothing to show. So, there's obviously a lot more pressure there on Ivan. When the old super coach has got his feet up, smoking a cigar, having one of our Swiss watches with the reptile.
I'm still tipping the Penrith Panthers, Finch man, under all this sort of adversity.
Well, exactly. <That's great. laughs>
But they've got to get through this week unscathed.
Of course. But they're under more pressure right now because they're in a do-or-die match. But you're right, they should probably win it.
39 from 44. That is unbelievable the last couple of years. But the Merlin Oddie factor, six world championships. But only, none. No gold medals for them. Righto, Sam Verrill suspension. I said this at the start of the year on this program when they had the crackdown. I said this is going to hurt the NRL when it comes to the big games. And I'm telling you now, we've been talking about Sam Verrills this week. We will be talking about somebody else out of these two games who progresses through to the prelim. We'll be talking about somebody else. And for me, for grade two, grade ones, for unintentional acts, I think you should be able to defer it because, like the racing, they defer sentences to allow jockeys to be in a Cox Plate or a Caulfield Cup or a Melbourne Cup or an Everest, whatever the case may be. What do you think about the Sam Verrills situation?
Well, what more can he do?
Yeah.
When someone folds someone in half and they fall into the tackle, like he's standing there, Verrills.
Yeah.
There's no, like the situation with Latrell. Latrell's come flying across and launched into the tackle. This Verrills is standing there. The bloke's running straight at him.
Yeah.
He gets chopped in half and falls into him. Now, I totally understand the harsher rules. Again, I look at through glasses when I played, and back in my day, that old saying, I would be filthy. You still think, geez, that's a two-week suspension. You're going to miss a final for that, So I scratch my head about it. I certainly understand the situation and why they're suspended. But I guess the inconsistencies we have with the judiciary, you just don't know what you're going to get.
No.
That's where you just, it's a lottery a lot of the time. All the players go in there, and that's why fans are so frustrated.
And many people, when I suggested this, saying, well, he shouldn't make the misdemeanor in the first place. Well, what you need to understand is that these guys have trained their backsides off since they were very young. And these opportunities to play in big games don't come by too much. I'm heartbroken for Sammy Verrills. I just think it's very, very cruel that he misses out. You know what I watched during the week too, by the way, which you can laugh about now. It wasn't funny at the time. It was very cruel that Luke Ricketson would miss out on a grand final in 2004. But that happened in the first minute of the match against the Cowboys. Nathan Fee was a young kid. He revved up Fittler.
Well, he had a little dash at Freddie, so Ricko said he... get this in there.
Yeah, that's right.
And they give it to him too.
But the sliding doors, if Fien doesn't go for Freddie,
Ricko doesn't have to go for him.
And then he misses a grand final. It's just the sliding doors.
And you know the funny thing about it all is, there's going to be accidental contact. Guess what you're trained to? Guess what? If you don't have this characteristic in your play as a footy player, you don't make it. Aggression.
Yeah.
If you're not aggressive, especially in the forwards, you don't have a place in our game.
No.
And then there's a fine line. When someone's running at you flat out and you're aggressive, you're too aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I understand and I'm all for protecting the players' heads, but there's going to be accidental contact in some areas, especially when you've got players moving so fast. And you're taught and trained. You train these players to be aggressive.
Rapid fire with Finchie. James Tedesco versus Tommy Turbo tonight. This is enthralling. I can't wait for that. Who would you rather have at your club? Before you answer this, let's hear what Trent Robinson had to say.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk this year, and that's a credit to both of them, the way that they've played this year, the way both of those guys have gone after the season, the way that Tom came in and played those origin moments like he did, especially that game one. And you know, and there should be. They're exciting players to watch. It's always a pleasure to watch both of them play the game. Teddy's not a riser and faller based on opposition or moment. Obviously, I'm getting a lot of questions around Teddy and Turbo, and that's the great story out of this game. That's why most people will switch on tomorrow night. But the beauty of Teddy is his ability to get the most out of himself. If he was playing for the Camden Rams at Kirkham Oval Sunday afternoon, cars on the hill, he would attack the game. He wouldn't need to know how many people are coming through the gates or that the television was on. I think that's some of the new unique things about Teddy. Stars are stars because they've got great internal motivation, but they also thrive off the external feedback. And everyone's different. Teddy's one of those ones that his internal drive is high, and therefore he's so consistent.
There you go. Kirkham Oval, Camden Rams. I love that. I love the idea too, the cars around the oval.
Yeah, remember the old horn?
Oh, great memories there. Great memories. So where do you land?
Oh, mate, this is a tough one. Tom's had a better season. James had a better career.
Yeah.
All up. Yep. Now, Tom might get to that point, but Tedesco's right now, I'm going to go because if I'm starting a team, I'm going with Tom. He's the best player in the game.
So if you're Dez,
but I'm an old school where longevity comes into it, so I'm going Tedesco.
So if there was a rule that you could switch one player, if you're Dez, are you swapping Turbo for Teddy? Answers no.
No. No one, they won't swap either of them.
Neither of them would they?
And I don't blame him, mate. Tedesco,
yeah.
You don't think of big games, mate. Scoring the match win a try in Origin, scoring the match win a try in a grand final. Like, he has been the best player consistently for the last 3 or 4 years, bar none. Now, this year, Tom's been off the charts.
Mm.
But the only way I lean towards James is because he's done it for longer. But again, ask me this question in a few more years' time, and it could be Turbo.
Tommy Two Phones from 2 a.m. wants a touch. What do you got, Tommy?
You echoed my thoughts. What we were saying 15 minutes ago about Darren Lockyer always been in the right spot. James Tedesco, 2019 Game 3 Origin, 2019 Grand Final, always in the right, always in the correct spot. Just executes, not every single play to a T, but, I mean, he's my favourite player of all time. Yeah.
But they're very similar in the fact that you could say, what's the best thing about Tedesco or Trbojevic? There's so many things pop up, but their best attribute is they're competitors. And they're selfless, and they do anything they can for their team. They're both wonderful players.
Jimmy's just turned up. Noddy's here, by the way. They're going to call the action the final tonight. It's a big one. It's the Battle of the Birds. It's Manly take on the Roosters. Jimmy, can you put your hand up? There's a lot of listeners wanting to know if the Zoom is going ahead tonight. Zoom, is it happening tonight? Jimmy, let us know. He's shaking his head, Jimmy, saying nil by Zoom. Neil by Zoom. So no Zoom for you listeners tonight. 1300 01 1170. But you do get the call.
Oh.
Big game coming up. The Roosters taking 50-50. On the Manly Seagulls. We might get Jimmy to come in and preview the game a little bit later on as well. SEN have got you covered both tonight and tomorrow night and all the way through to the grand final. That is the way to do that. Brett Camorley, a Clive Churchill medalist of 1999, of course, will join. In fact, I reckon that Jimmy might have played a game or two at Kirkham Oval out there at Camden. But anyway, we can ask him about that. 1300 01 1170. Before we go to the break, we've got Andrew Swain waiting patiently. Jordan Mailata, the story around him, right? Now, I want you to answer this. If you were an agent and you could pinch one rugby league player to go and show to those over there in America, it could be a kicker. It could be a defensive player. Would it be Tom?
Yeah.
Would it be Tom?
Yep.
In what position?
Oh, take your pick.
Fair dinkum.
I think you'd be a wide receiver. You'd be like a quarterback. Yeah.
Fair,
he'd throw the ball, 100%. A lot of quarterbacks are that tight.
So
imagine him in the pageant breaking the pocket. Good luck.
Is there a place? Is there a place for Dave Fafita? Fafita,
of course.
Fafita, Tamalolo is like a defensive end or something.
Would they definitely make it, those boys?
Yeah. Well, Tamalolo, a couple of years ago, him and Val Holmes went and trained in the Nike headquarters in 2016, and they trained in front of.
Mate, we've got an old game. This is the greatest spear tackle you've ever seen. Sorry, Two Phones. There's an old game on Fox at the moment.
Is that Anthony Colella?
Mate, look at this.
Oh, no.
That's as good as you get.
Jimmy Sedaris.
Oh, that's Sopra or Simon Vinetti. That is as good as you will get.
Oh, dear.
Mate, that today,
he's very lucky.
That's 18 weeks.
That's 18 years. Oh. That's 18 years.
Mate, he's got to be sent off.
Oh, fair
enough. He's not even sent off in what world?
1300 01 1170. Andrew Swain coming up from Stansport after this, but I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Essien have got you covered. Brett Camorley, Brett Finch, Jimmy Smith, game on, semi-final, elimination. Bring it, a break and back with more.